This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on BizTalk Radio, Cannabis Talk A to Z. I'm Frankie Boyer, and I just have to say that you are in for a treat today because we are kicking things off with Mr. Hemp. We have probably one of the most well-known growers in the Humboldt County with us, an internationally respected man who's looking into the genomics and the strains of how hemp and cannabis, the full plant, can help people. And then we have a vet on today talking about CBD for pets. So it's going to be an interesting show, and we're kicking things off with a fifth-generation farmer. He grew up in northeast Colorado. He began his environmental activism when he came to Denver to help elect Governor Bill Ritter. And he was later involved in the 25x25 Alliance in Colorado and sits on the board of the Sustainable Biodiesel Alliance Center in Hawaii. And it goes on and on and on. He is known as Mr. Hemp. There isn't anybody that knows more about hemp than industrial hemp than Michael Bowman. And Michael, it's always so wonderful. And you have been, I cannot keep up with your schedule.
Well, it's great to be here, Frankie. I can't keep up with my schedule, so we're both in good company.
Oh my gosh, you are just flying. The last I heard, you were in Hawaii for a meeting, and then you were here, and then you were in Vegas, and now you're in D.C. You were just in Vegas, and there was one of the biggest conferences. Tell us about what was going on in Vegas, please. Are you there? Oh, okay. Hey, so Michael. What was the big event in Vegas?
Well, frankly, we've had a great week in Vegas. It's still going on. MJ BizCon, which is the business conference that has been now this year incorporated a full day on hemp. There's been over 700 exhibitors, and people have been flocking to Vegas this week for that. I was able to be in there for one day before I had the obligations here in Washington for the rest of the week. But just a lot of electricity around this, and it just really is starting to show the maturing of the industry and the growth that we're really situated to see here in the near future.
I heard 20,000 people came to Vegas this past week. And are still there. 20,000 people. This is unheard of to hear of a conference this huge. And so
it is, Frankie. I mean, we've certainly never seen anything like this in this industry. And again, it just goes back to, I think, really highlighting how well we've poised ourselves of the good work we've all been doing. To bring this industry to here is manifesting itself now in these opportunities.
So, Michael, this is the question I have for you, for people that are listening and saying, we call this an educational odyssey because that's what we're doing. We're educating people. If you wouldn't mind just going over the form of the industry, the part of the industry that you're active in, which is the hemp portion, and We are now seeing that this is exploding. Is it even bigger than you could have ever imagined a few years ago?
It is, and I think for some context here, we in Colorado just this last week celebrated the 5-year anniversary of Amendment 64, where Colorado ended prohibition of the entire plant and put embedded it in our Constitution. So we as Colorado farmers have had the right to cultivate enshrined in our Constitution for 5 years. So we've really gone from zero to where we are today. And we had a chance to talk about this extensively on a webinar this past Monday hosted by the Hemp Business Journal when keynoted by James Woolsey, who was an ex-CIA director. Ambassador Woolsey has been a hemp advocate as long as in the 15 years that I've known him. And we had a chance to really go through and talk about this progression of the industry and just really how quickly it's happened. And it did, you know, it didn't happen by accident. These steps that we've taken, it started from, you know, it's a grass bottoms, and it came up, from the legislative side, from pressure on congressional representatives, the Farm Bill Amendment. It took everything that we've done collectively to get us to here today. We have just done a really great job, but we are still, I think, fair to say, we've only seen the tip of this iceberg.
What does that mean, though, Michael? What does that mean for people listening? I want to just talk about industrial hemp for just a moment. We are seeing in every store, mainstream supermarkets are now selling hemp seed, Michael. Mainstream supermarkets are selling hemp seed. And I can't stress enough that we as Americans are not educated. We don't understand. People still say to me, when I say, oh, I put chia seeds and hemp seeds in my baked goods that I make, my gluten-free, sugar-free products, and people will say, oh, will I flunk a drug test? Will this get me high? And it's so we just continuously need to share with our audience, what exactly is hemp? Why will you never get high from hemp? And why is this becoming such a huge commodity in this country today?
Well, a lot of that, you know, the conflation of hemp and its cousin marijuana and THC has clearly been conflated and done so is in large part because of our federal policies. In fact, we've had a government that has conflated those issues, or at least not delineated them over time. You know, industrial hemp is cannabis sativa, but it is the strains that have less than 0.3 THC. You cannot and will not get high in it. They're rich in cannabinoids. Our bodies are full of CB1 and CB2 receptors. We have an entire endocannabinoid system inside our bodies that are meant to, and we have evolved with this plant. Our body is always intended to be a consumer of this plant, for those cannabinoids. And so right now, you know, our challenge really is, as you mentioned, it's about education. We plan to tackle that in a very comprehensive way in 2018. As we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Hemp for Victory campaign that our government launched in World War II, they did that largely for the fiber that they needed for the war, the ropes, the canvas for the parachutes, the military uniforms. But as we know, this plant has well over 25,000 products that can be made from this. This plant can be grown in an environmentally benign way. It can help us clean up our environment, clean up our water, create jobs, create products. It's food, feed, fuel, fiber, fisheries. It's effective forest when you're growing it for paper. So we have a really good story to tell. And as Americans, unfortunately, have been blocked out of this industry globally. We're not, you know, this is the industrial hemp has grown around the world. We're still the only G7 nation that prohibits its cultivation under federal law, because of its listing on the Controlled Substances Act, while simultaneously being one of the largest consumers of its products in the world. So our farmers have been at a disadvantage. Our consumers, I would say, have been at a disadvantage as well, because they've not had access to the proliferative products that we could bring to the marketplace with domestically grown hemp. So, you know, we got a lot of work ahead of us, but we have really done a good job of starting with the snowball at the top of the hill.
And I think that this show that you were just at is an indicator of what's happening, and the webinar that you were just a part of, the leaders coming together and talking about this movement that you have been so passionate about in creating opportunities in this country for farming. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from break. And Michael, give us some resources and some websites that people should know about and what you're working on, please.
Well, I think we're going to have Ambassador Woolsey's speech and the text of his speech for Money's Worth up on the website of the North American Industrial Hemp Council. It should be on after this weekend. And that website is NAIHC for North American Industrial Hemp Council.co.
Okay.
I think that's a really, the ambassador did a really good job of laying out where we come from, where we're going, and what our opportunities are. I think I would start there.
And we'll be right back. We'll be right back with Michael Bowman. Mr. Hemp is here, right here on the Frankie Boyer Show. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm John Iannuzzi, producer of Forensic Talk with Jim Campbell. Each week, you'll hear in-depth interviews, whether it's Bobby Kennedy Jr. on his claims his cousin Michael Skakel is innocent of the Moxley murder, or a brutally honest conversation with Kathleen Willey, one of the women alleging sexual assault in the Clinton Oval Office, or the first interview after prison with an insider trader from the Raj Rajaratnam's biggest insider trading scandal in Wall Street history.
That's Monday night at 6 p.m. We'll bring you the facts, the forensic, both sides of the story, from insider trading to crimes of passion.
Forensic Talk with Jim Campbell is brought...
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, H to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And joining us today is Michael Bowman, Mr. Hemp himself. He's here. Michael, you've been involved in the hemp industry. What was it that was so appealing to you that you realized that this could be a future for the continuation of farming, that this could be an opportunity for sustainability, that this could be the help that farmers needed, all of these things? What was it that really sang to your heart?
Well, for me, Frankie, it was my family farms in eastern Colorado over the Ogallala Aquifer, and we've been unsustainably mining that beautiful fossil water for about 7 decades to grow federally subsidized crops, in our case, mostly corn, where the region really is going to live and or die on the health of that aquifer and the water that's in it. And we knew that we couldn't continue what we're, most of us was a growing awareness that we can't keep doing what we're doing. We needed to look for crops where we could transition into something that was going to require less water, require less fertilizer so we weren't polluting the aquifer, reduce our load on pesticides and herbicides in the environment. As our runoff gets into the, oddly enough, you know, as a landlocked state, you know, the waters that run out of our state ultimately end up in the ocean. You know, we have an effect on what happens in the Gulf of Mexico as well. So for me, as I was ticking off the box of where do we go, what do we look for in this perfect transition crop for the future that might help these Great Plains communities like mine that are over the Ogallala Aquifer from North Dakota to Texas sustain themselves. And once I stumbled upon this crop over 20 years ago, I found my soulmate.
Yeah. So, you know, we take for granted, I think we take for granted some of the amazing things that hemp holds for us, including the fact that it's filled with omega-3. You were talking about how our bodies our bodies really love and resonate with it.
It does. You know, it is, as I said, you know, we've evolved with this plant, our human beings. Before 1937, most of our medicine contained extracts from the marijuana plant itself, from its other cousin. This is all cannabis sativa. So we were getting our cannabinoids through a lot of our medicine, you know, prior to 1937. And when we look at the fiber issues and the opportunity and the textile work before us and the foundations, we have opportunities with this plant to displace many things in our economy that are not environmentally friendly. And while we're doing that, to create a significant number of new jobs, you know, in this country, and in particular in rural America, where this plant can be grown, this was a crop of our founding fathers for a very good reason, and it is well past time to bring it back.
Yeah, I agree with you, Michael. I absolutely agree with you. The benefits, I don't think there's anything negative about it. There isn't anything that I know, and in all the literature that I have been researching in the past few years, do you know of anything that is negative about this product at all?
You know, I don't, Frankie. Other than negative to the potential bottom line of, you know, other industries that are profiting, you know, from a model that is very the antithesis of this, and you know, the petroleum-based products and things like that we need to start stepping away from. And I often tell the story about when I go into congressional offices and talk to staffers about the plant, and while we're seeking, you know, support, legislative support, to end this federal classification, they generally look at, you know, the first look is, well, there's got to be something you're not telling me, because this can't, you know, this couldn't be right. We wouldn't have this law in place, you know, if this was true. And it's like, well, no, it's true. And so it's, you know, the other really fun thing about it is it really is an easy sell. Give me 10 minutes with a naysayer, and generally speaking, I'll walk away with a supporter.
Yes, yes. That's why we love having you on, because we need to become educated. We need to know what the real facts are, just the facts, not our perception, not naysay, not hearsay, but the facts. And the facts speak for themselves. This is a plant that is sustainable. It's good for us. It's good for the environment. You won't get high from it. I just gave a friend of mine, we had a guest on last week talking about a pain product you put on topically, and she used it. She's an older woman, and she used it and got relief. I will be talking with the vet in a little while about when I'm out of town, or the dog's owner, she's out of town, and we have this little English Cocker Spaniel that kind of hangs with me when she's at work, and he's just delightful. But he's very emotional, and when he's very upset, we give him a little bit of the CBD product, and guess what? He chills, and he's fine, and it doesn't affect his behavior or his actions. It just takes away the anxiety. Imagine,
yeah,
it just
exactly
takes
right
away
brain.
The anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah, it calms them. There is, you know, I've got a handful of, you know, close and personal friends with the same issues, and some of them are pet issues as well. But, you know, my mother is a great example of someone who was a real naysayer on the entirety of the plant, and is now using it, you know, that is just doing wonders with her arthritis and her aches and pains. And, you know, so when we all live, when we have a personal story to share, you know, that's where you can, and the passion from so many of us in this industry comes from the fact that we have a personal story about this. And we know that almost, you know, anyone who is, you know, given the chance to experience the benefits of the products of this plant are always the same. It's always the same story. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. And it really can bring back farming. And we don't have a lot of time, but do share that. Yeah.
Yeah, this real great discussion. You know, my oldest son left the farm, went to college, got his ag business degree, but I always wanted to be a pilot as well. I'm a pilot. He grew up in a plane. So he's been a corporate pilot for years, but really wanting to come back to the farm. Now, he was never going to come back to the farm to grow corn. You know, but what he came back this summer and worked our plot, our CBD plot, which was small, just 4 acres. But the kid has just fallen in love with this plant, and what we're seeing, and much like my son Jason's experience, this is bringing young people back. This is something that's, you know, tickling their mind. It's, you know, it just tickles your brain, and there's something really magical about this plant. I don't use that word lightly because I don't use it much, but. That really brings engages these young people,
yeah,
that we need in these rural communities to come back, and this is the
so,
way we'll do it.
Michael, thank you so much for sharing about the show. We've got one of the top growers that was received numerous awards coming on after you, so we'll talk more about the other side of the coin, if you will. This
sure.
is thanks so much. Give us the website as we go to break, please.
Again, that website is NAIHC, North American Industrial Hemp Council .co.
And we will be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Our education.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Our educational odyssey continues, and I am so excited because we have a real legend right now. Kevin Jodry is with us. He's one of the most revered, well-known growers in Humboldt County, and he is internationally known and respected. Internationally known. And he is one of the, he looks at the genetics of this plant. He's fascinated by the rare, desirable, marketable traits. He is the creator of Port Royal, owner of Wonderland Nursery. It goes on and on and on. You were just at this incredible conference in Vegas, Kevin. Welcome to the program. What was that like?
You know what, Frank? I didn't do Vegas this year.
Oh, you
did. I got invited to speak, but I have the Golden Top going on, so I couldn't make it. I'm going off to Kauai to do an ICBC conference in at the end of the month. But I do a lot of the conferences. It's crazy to see the change in our world where we went from being so private and secretive to so suddenly, most definitely mainstream.
So, how did you wind up in this world, Kev? Tell us a little bit about your story and your passion.
Oh gosh, I got into cannabis when I was a child on the East Coast. I grew up in a neighborhood where there was a lot of cannabis distribution, and I was just fascinated with it. And I ended up getting arrested for cultivation when I was in 11th grade, and I spent 11th grade in the training school. Not for real, I got dragged out of high school in handcuffs.
Oh my God.
And I ended up going in the military as a diver, and I worked for the Coast Guard, but I did all this work with the DEA and the DOJ on international drug interdiction in the mid-80s, which was so ironic because I go from being a cannabis cultivator to someone who's jumping on helicopters in the middle of the sea in drug interdiction. And it was during that time doing all the drug interdiction that I realized I really had more in common with the people that were smuggling the cannabis and the people that were arresting the people for the cannabis. And when I got out of the military in 89, I got into indoor cultivation, and eventually I was up in Humboldt in the 90s. I used to do lighthouse restoration as a side, as like a, you know, vocation. And I came to Humboldt to do a lighthouse restoration, and it was such a beautiful place that I just stayed here. And the next thing you know, Humboldt's this cradle of cannabis cultivation, and I'm someone who's a career cultivator. When the two of them got together, it just exploded me into chasing my you know, dreams and visions. I always knew cannabis at some point would be legal and would be accepted, and so I just made a long-term bet that if I just stayed true to what I believed and worked hard, that at some point I would be able to come out of the closet and enjoy a normal life, and that's kind of what happened.
It's wonderful, and you're running this operation, you're offering consulting services to people all over the world. You've spoken at universities. You've judged at the Emerald Cup. The New York Times has featured you, National Geographic, your work, even a Pulitzer Prize-winning Washington Post article. So you've been talking about this. But instead of it being the green rush, you now want it to become the clean rush.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
And I think what people don't understand is that, you know, for cannabis cultivators, everything was so undercover and information was held back that you developed a lot of bad habits in terms of products used in the production of cannabis. And we've been working on organic methodologies for decades, you know, privately. And so as we come forward, thankfully, the regulations in cannabis production from the state mandate clean cannabis, and it starts to begin this trend of people cleaning up how they operate, how they produce, the safety for the patient in terms of, or the customer, what they receive, and also, you know, just environmental concern. And on a bigger picture, clean is just healthier and better. And for someone who's been doing this, you know, 40 years, it was more of a natural progression of, hey, let's just start to get rid of all the stuff that we use that doesn't belong in
material. Yeah, I love it. If you wouldn't mind, you're into making very specific strains, and talking about the medicinal piece to this and how this plant is changing lives and helping people with cancer, with epilepsy. It goes on and on and on, Tourette syndrome.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. What you have is within the cannabis plant. It's the most phytoactively plant on the planet, meaning that there's more chemistry going on within cannabis than any other plant. So you might have up to over 200 terpenes, which are your smell molecules. You might have over 120 different cannabinoids. And all these cannabinoids have some very fascinating effects on people. And as we started to be able to get, true medical cannabis moving, people started to be able to get access to cannabis. And pretty soon you started to see this revolution of CBD-driven medicine. And CBD cannabidiol is one of the main cannabinoids in cannabis. And it's primarily known as one that's not psychoactive, but it has these incredible properties of stabilizing the human. So cannabis medicine is still kind of confusing because science is just really scratching the surface. So some of these are broad terms, but basically the endocannabinoid system in your body is stimulated by cannabis. That endocannabinoid system then helps regulate your immune system. Your immune system then helps the body work with the issues that it has. And it was out of my shop that all the first CBD clones came into America. So the first CBD projects in the United States that released the clones into the public, the plants that people used to do this, came out of my shop about 10 years ago. And it started it was a fascinating time period because at that time we released it open source, and all the physicians we were working with thought I was a lunatic because there was so much money to be made. But we knew as cannabis cultivators, myself and this other friend of mine named Dreddy Aaron, we knew that the greater good was served by getting this into the public, because we knew that once the mainstream received benefit, with necessity comes validity.
Yes.
And we realized that if we could just get the cannabinoids into the public where they would be able to start to experience these health benefits, then we would have this radical change in how we were seen as cultivators. And so we open sourced all this genetic material that is the foundation for all CBD in America today. And it allowed so many individuals to start to explore cannabis in this non-psychoactive manner and to get these therapeutic effects. And as we go forward, we just discover more and more and more. And now that it's mainstream, we'll have, incredible science to be able to really look and study. But the way the body works is fundamentally, once the endocannabinoid system is stimulated correctly, the immune system seems to stabilize. And so for the majority of human beings, they're really cannabinoid deficient. And the physicians theorized that we all had, evolved, so to speak, eating cannabis as a food product, hemp seed oil, using hemp. And the oil in the hemp is filled with cannabinoids, and it allowed us to have a much different health level. And about 100 years ago with the anti-hemp campaign, it pulled all this cannabinoids out of our system, and the doctors theorized that the decline in the human organism was based off of this decrease in cannabinoid levels. So they said if we could, put this back into people, what would happen? And I was able to see these massive studies because I provided all the genetic material. And I just became this unbelievable convert into medical cannabis being incredibly effective for people because I saw it firsthand. So I just advocate it, and then I provide the material. So like at my nursery, I own a cannabis nursery also, actually first nursery in the country. What we did is we gave away 110,000 CBD plants for free. So we provided them free to people who needed medical cannabis so that your financial levels didn't dictate your health potential.
Yes.
And it allowed all these individuals to get a hold of the product, explore the product, and now we see CBD in everything. So it's been an incredible turn, and I'm so grateful
that
I could be part of it.
Yeah. I love that we're talking with you because the history that you bring and the wealth of information is extraordinary. And, Kev, I want to go back to, we all became aware several years ago with Sanjay Gupta's piece on Charlotte and Charlotte's Web, and of course the strain that helped this little girl who had severe epilepsy and nothing and no drug could ever help her. And I think that for us as Americans to really understand, we go back to that story because it's so poignant.
Yes, so true. What you saw was you have so many of these individuals. We see a tremendous amount of epileptics also, and children in seizures. And so the parents come to us for years. Basically, I look at cannabis as the last knot of the medical rope, because typically most parents use typical Western medicine, and that's how we've been taught to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And they exhaust all possible
directions. So out of time. What's the best website, and good luck. I know you're running off to Hawaii for the Golden Tarp Awards, but what's the best website that we can find out more about you and the work you're doing, Kevin?
WonderlandNursery.com, www.WonderlandNursery.com. And if people wanted to tune into the Golden Tarp, they can go to the www.GoldenTarp.com, and they can watch the whole competition for free on their phone tomorrow. It's all live streamed, and it's all free to the public.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
We can get education.
Will you come back, and we'll do a longer segment, and we could do a whole show with you. I think we should do that very soon.
I would love to, Frankie. It's a pleasure to be able to be on your show, and thank you so much for allowing me to speak.
Oh, Kevin, thank you for all the work you've done in all the decades. We'll be back in a moment. This is Cannabis Talk with Frankie Boyer, A to Z, an educational odyssey. That was Kevin.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And you know, we've been talking to Mr. Hemp. Then we go to the most accomplished, well-known grower in the world. You all have no idea how huge Kevin Jodry is. He's amazing, absolutely amazing, the work he's done, the pioneering that he has done in this industry. And now we're talking to one of those holistic vets, an open-minded doctor who is just extraordinary. She's nationally, Dr. Judy Morgan is nationally renowned author. She's a vet certified in acupuncture, food therapy, chiropractic care for dogs, cats, horses. She does have a blog. She has a couple of practices in New Jersey. Her books are bestsellers. And you really need to find out more about Dr. Judy Morgan, and it's drjudymorgan.com. Doctor, welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. Naturally Healthy Pets is your trademark. Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. So what's the story with
the invitation?
What's the story with CBD? Are we liking it for animals or not?
Oh my gosh, we love it for animals. It is just has been an amazing product for us, the CBD oil. And what we have to remember with animals, they are very, very sensitive to the THC. So we don't want to use true cannabis or marijuana because it can cause problems for them. But the CBD oil, which has to have less than 0.3% THC to be used in animals, has been amazing as far as preventing and treating any kind of inflammatory disease that they have. So, you know, arthritis, heart disease, kidney disease, any kind of pain. It's been amazing, a great new tool for us.
Right. I was sharing that little Leo who hangs with me, he's an English Cocker, and he's the most adorable love bug you'd ever want to meet. He's just a sweetheart, lovely personality, but gets a little wussy and needy when you leave him. He just is just a spoiled little brat, and that's what happens. And so, and he's very smart. So when he sees the suitcase, one of us is leaving, and I don't own him. Meredith does, my friend. But when he sees the suitcase, he gets a little anxious. And so, just a little bit of a CBD cookie that we got, just a little bit for him, takes the anxiety out. Doesn't change him or his personality. But just doesn't
Absolutely.
Make him that needy little, you know, dog that cries.
Right, absolutely. So we have it in treats. It's in oils. You can mix it in their food. So many ways to use it. But anxiety is actually one of the main reasons that it was originally looked at. And it really, really can help calm, you know, separation anxiety, travel anxiety, any kind of anxiety that the pets have. We're also using it as cancer therapy, because it helps with pain. It can help with appetite. It can reduce the anxiety of just the illness in general. And it actually has some anti-cancer properties. So, so many uses for it.
Wow. What is the government's attitude about you vets giving out CBD? I can imagine there's a mixed bag going on here.
Absolutely mixed, and it really goes state by state. And so the California Veterinary Medical Association has actually made it against the Veterinary Practice Act for veterinarians to use or prescribe CBD oil for their patients, which is a little bit strange because California actually allows, you know, medical marijuana and use for humans. There are no states that allow medical marijuana for pets because, like I said, it
right,
can be very toxic at low doses.
Mm-hmm.
But the CBD oil has no marijuana. It has no psychoactive properties. And so this is really people setting rules who don't understand what the product really is. And we're having the same problem in the pet food industry, the people that regulate that, the FDA and the state Department of Agriculture that controls pet food and pet treats. They won't even discuss the use of hemp or hemp products, even though they're not marijuana. They're not anything illegal. They're perfectly legal, but they won't discuss it or define it as an ingredient to be used in pet food or in pet treats.
Right. So it's a tough place you're in right now.
It is. And so, you know, I happen to be in a state where they haven't laid down the rules that say that we can't use it. So I'm lucky and I'm hoping that we continue to fly under that radar. But, you know, it has been so helpful for so many pets that I think we need to keep fighting for the legitimate use of something that is non-psychoactive and just has so many therapeutic benefits.
Yeah. I just, you know, especially with the holidays coming, Dr. Judy Morgan, let's talk about this. Could be a really wonderful, wonderful opportunity for parents of pets to really and truly dog owners and cat owners. Is it effective with cats as well? And what about horses?
Yeah, absolutely. It's effective with cats. And I just actually started two of my horses. I have a miniature horse, and then I have a 33-year-old retired horse, both suffering from different medical conditions that I just got the stronger strength to use on them because it's actually very effective for the horses, the cats, the dogs. But, you know, through the holidays, there's so much anxiety. There's so much busyness. And a lot of us are traveling with our pets. A lot of us are leaving our pets in the care of others or at, you know, daycare, boarding. And so this can be something that can be very beneficial to kind of help them, you know, ease through the holiday season without so much stress.
Right. I love that you're doing this. And I love that you have so many resources. Real quickly, this would be such a fun stocking stuffer and such great books. Tell us about your books.
So my original book was From Needles to Naturals, Learning Holistic Pet Healing. And it really, there's a little bit about horses, but it's really more geared toward dogs and cats. And it discusses all the, you know, the vaccines and all the traditional things that are done in veterinary practice and how we can use more natural things to treat disease. And my big specialty is food therapy. So 80% of my clients, I can heal their problems with food and no drugs. And that, for me, using whole food is just so important. So I have three cookbooks out for making pet food using whole foods to treat disease.
Wonderful. We're out of time. Okay, for more information, and we will have Judy back because she's fabulous, Dr. Judy Morgan, and it's drjudymorgan.com. Thank you so much, Doctor. It's a pleasure. And continue the good work that you're doing on all of our behalf for our lovely four-legged friends that we love so much. And we will be back next time. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.